With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They're now packing heat. As of today, some of the more than 2,000 National Guard troops helping to keep law and order in Washington, D.C. are armed. And President Trump is thinking about coming to the aid of law enforcement in some other major American cities.
Over the weekend, the president threatened to expand his military deployments to more Democratic-led cities, something he also talked about last Friday.
I think Chicago will be our next, and then we'll help with New York.
The president claimed on social media that after only 1 week, there is no crime or violence in D.C. Meanwhile, some National Guard units patrolling the nation's capital are now carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Trading insults with Maryland's Democrat governor, the president talking about launching a federal crime crackdown in Baltimore. In a Truth Social post, Mr. Trump refers to the city as, quote, out of control, crime-ridden Baltimore. And Governor Wes Moore says gun-related crimes, including homicides, have fallen sharply this year. In the midst of the hot, tinder-dry conditions in California,
firefighters are battling flames in Napa County, California, with wildfires in wine country growing overnight, prompting evacuations. The blaze has grown to more than 10 square miles, and as of early Sunday, was a little more than 10% contained.
Correspondent Donna Warder says the picket fire in Napa County has charred roughly 7,000 acres so far. Wildfires also raging in Oregon. Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia faces a prospect of deportation to Uganda after checking in today with immigration authorities in Baltimore. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 109 points. This is SRN News. A warning from Christians in South Korea.
The leadership of the country's major denominations met this month to discuss evangelism and to express their concern about the export of cult groups. The clergymen tell Christian Today Korea that such South Korean-based cults as the World Mission Society Church of God and the Salvation Sect have now established beachheads in many foreign countries. South Korean Christian leaders say it's time for them to join with Western churches to protect the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Alaska State Medical Board has approved preliminary language that could result in disciplinary action against medical professionals providing sex change operations to children. The board's draft language would add those providing medical or surgical intervention to transgender youth to a state regulation outlining unprofessional conduct. The draft language to be sent to the Attorney General's office for review before it gets 30 days of public comment. This is SRN News. The United States falls one win short of its seventh straight title at the Little League World Series.
Lin Chin-Saw retired the first 13 batters he faced and allowed just one hit in five innings as Taiwan beat Nevada 7-0 in the Little League World Series championships, ending a 29-year title drought for the Taiwanese. The right-hander also hit a bases-clearing triple in Taiwan's five-run fifth inning. Taiwan won its first Little League World Series since 1996. Nevada was appearing in its first championship game. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Keurig Dr. Pepper planning to buy Pete's Coffee owner J.D.E. Peet's in an $18 billion deal. When the acquisition goes through, the company will split into two separate entities, one focusing on coffee, the other focusing on beverages, including Dr. Pepper, Canada Dry, and 7-Up. More details at srnnews.com.